Hello, this is Darren Kirpakwa, welcoming you to the second episode of the Student Voices Podcast. This week, I'm interviewing a young fellow by the name of Timothy. He's one of my EP Calculus students, and he spent the last week attending a university course sponsored by the University of Winnipeg. And in this podcast, he compares and contrasts the similarities and differences as regards to learning in a high school environment and in a university environment. And I think a highlight this week, this week's interview for me, was when Timothy reflects back and gives some suggestions or advice to the university professor about what sorts of things they can do to change their delivery of material so that it's more engaging and compelling for students. So give a listen for that. And without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Timothy. This is our second episode of the Student Voices podcast, and you're known online as Tim Matthey. So Tim Matthey, and you weren't in school this week.
No, I was in Mini University studying some black holes.
Black holes in Mini University? Mm-hmm. Which university was putting that on?
University of Winnipeg. That's pretty good.
Was it a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting concepts that we learned. Black holes and all these cool theories and whatnot.
And black holes, like why did you choose black holes?
Overall, it has to do with physics, and I love physics, and black holes, it's just one of those wonders. It's like, what is that, and what are they, and whatnot. So I chose black holes.
And did you learn all that stuff?
Yeah, more or less. All the background of it, math, theories that people came up with, like Einstein and stuff. And yeah, just...
So all the things that your high school teachers talk about.
yeah, pretty much.
Did you find it very different from how, like the teaching, did you find it very different from what happens in high school?
Oh, it's very different. In university, it's mostly lectures and just you sitting there focusing for the entire day, pretty much, because in many
how long
years,
were your days?
Basically, the class times per day was maybe 5 hours.
That's a long day.
Yeah, talking about the same thing. And so it's just lectures sitting there. Yeah, sure, you have your break and your lunch, but just stay focused, stay concentrated, and try to absorb it best you can. And what I would like to think of it as like a filing cabinet. Basically, they're lecturing you, and you just try to organize in your head as it just keeps coming out, and it's basically how you end up taking it, really excited.
So you felt like learning in that environment was like, basically you were a human filing cabinet?
Yeah.
that's an interesting description. So, how does that compare to what your experience is like? Because you're not in university yet, you're grade 12 high school, next year you're going to be in university. So how does that compare with maybe your typical high school class? You said that there was a difference. What's learning like in high school?
Well, in high school, it's like the environment's more simple. It's, you don't feel that much pressure because it's still high school. I mean, even though it's serious, it just seems a lot simpler.
So you feel more pressure?
Yeah, in the university, because it's like, you get this feeling where everything matters. I mean, not that it doesn't matter in high school, but it's hard to explain university, but just while you're there, it's like everybody's so focused and it's like you really have to concentrate. But while in high school, you get to know your classmates more and your teacher, and you interact more.
Yeah, high school?
Yeah, in high school, as far as learning goes. And yeah, I think it's a lot easier to learn in high school because just the environment and the way things are taught to you, it's a lot simpler.
Well, give me an example of something, because you've taken lots of science classes too, right? So give me an example of something that maybe, because you just finished the whole week, so was there something that you learned this week that was all connected to something you learned in high school?
There's a lot of theories, I guess.
Had you learned any of that previously, or was this completely brand new?
Well, I'm going to admit that there were some things that were that I already learned, like when the prof started talking about derivation and some calculus, or he mixed in some physics and like the laws of physics. Like, yeah, I kind of learned some of it already. But as far as the new stuff, it was different because, like I said, you just have to take it in and try to.
So you had learned in high school, you had learned a couple of things that were the same as what you were learning this week. And you gave the examples of some physics. And there was another, you said, certain
theories. Some calculus.
Some calculus. So now, if you can, like, how is it different the way that that was taught to you this week as compared to how it was taught to you in high school?
Okay, in high school, it's more in depth. Like, usually teachers deconstruct the lesson so that you can find out how it works, why is it this way, and everything about it. So you understand it more or less. But in university, it seems like it's just thrown out there, and really when it's thrown out there, you're expected to kind of understand what the variables are or what he's doing while he's doing it. And you don't really interact to discover how it works yourself or not. It's just lots of thinking and no interacting. And I think that's what separates high school and university, or at least in class.
So you felt you had to think harder, and there was less interact. Like, in, you had to think more on your own in university than you had to do in high school. The teachers kind of broke things up for you so that they kind of like gave you ideas in steps and stages so that it was easy for you to kind of assimilate and understand. Whereas in university, you're given the full package deal, and then you got to figure out how to make sense of it.
Yeah, more or less.
Did you enjoy, like, is there a way that you enjoy learning better than the other? Like, which one do you feel works better for you?
Oh, of course high school is a lot better for me. Because especially even just working through examples by yourself, you just come to understand how things work a lot better. In university, it's sometimes it's a struggle to stay focused and just not daze off because it just keeps coming, you know, it's like flowing.
Right. So in the university, you enjoy the high school. Sorry, let me capture that again. You enjoy the high school experience better, but the university was more challenging, and you like the challenge better. Did I hear you say that?
Not really.
No, I just you didn't like it. You didn't like this last week, did you?
Not the way it was taught. Anyway, I mean, yeah.
So you didn't enjoy it. The university experience.
Yeah, not really.
So now, how does that make you feel? Because next year, I mean, September, you're starting university.
Well, to be honest, ever since I was small, like, I grew up to kind of expect the way university would be. Would be something like this, where it's lectures, and lots of independent studying by yourself. So it's not what I didn't expect, it's just that I know I'm going to end up going through it anyway, and I don't know, it's just, that's the way it is.
Okay, so let's do a little thought experiment. Let's pretend that after the experience you had this week, that professor comes back to you, okay, and says, well, I've had you in my, you know, my black holes class for this last week, and I know that you've taken physics here with your science teachers, and you've taken math here with your math teachers, and other courses at high school. And you found the experience is completely different. And for the way that you learn, you like the high school method of instruction better than what you were experiencing from university. You thought university was intense, focused. You felt like a human filing cabinet. And you really had to kind of figure things out for yourself. So that professor's here and goes through all that with you and then says, okay, so tell me, Timothy, what can I do? Is there something I could have done that would have made that a more interesting experience for you as a student, or would have improved, would have brought you to today, Friday, the end of the week, and saying, wow, this was a great week. If you can give me two, maybe three things I could have done differently, what should I do if I teach university and I have to teach this course again, what would have been better?
I think that it would have been better, for one, if there was more interaction between the students and the teacher, such that examples were given so that we could try them, to explore how things worked the way they did, rather than just try to think it through. There could be group activities where we discuss among each other and share ideas. That way, with a class, to brainstorm more or less what's happening. And I think that would be it, because everything else is, that's mainly what separates the different
styles. So you want them to talk to you or with you rather than at you?
Yeah. That sounds accurate.
Okay. So would you tell a student, like, in grade 12, maybe grade 11, this experience this week, do you think, did you have to pay for that?
$35.
Okay, was it worth it?
The experience overall, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, would you recommend it to someone else?
I would technically, since the learning environment's a lot different, you should experience it before you're heading into it, so you know what to expect. But as far as learning something new, topics were okay. I mean, they were interesting topics. It's just, recommend this
to another student next year.
Yes, solely because of the experience of university. I don't think it's, personally, from what I'm feeling, I don't think it's really different with different professors or universities. Maybe there's a slight difference of interaction, mm-hmm. but overall it's intense. So
in a word, exciting, or disappointing this last week?
Wow. Well, those two words are really
too constraining? They're okay, your own words.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Timmy and I, this is Timothy.
And
this is
Cass
and Amelia. And Timothy and I are just doing a podcast. We're actually recording our conversation.
Listen.
And this is the last question for the podcast. He was at university this week. Timothy went to university this week. He learned about black holes.
About black holes. I did an essay on them.
Cool.
3 pages.
Awesome. Well, Timothy is just kind of decided, like, here, okay, so here's my son. He's 11 years old, and he's big into black holes. He likes that stuff.
No,
he
wrote an essay. Cool. The fourth dimension, space time, it's all awesome.
So, would you recommend he take the course? Do you think he'd enjoy it? Now, when he's older, right?
Okay.
He's 11, so, you know, and you're 17, 18?
18.
So in 7 years, would you, 6, 7 years, do you think this would be a good idea for Cass?
To be honest, I think it would be a good idea since he's interested into black holes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the topic's there. You're going to learn a lot.
Yeah.
It's just that the learning environment's a bit different. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would recommend it.
Okay. Oh, very cool. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we kind of close off this podcast? Putting you on the spot, I don't.
Not necessarily, I guess.
Okay. So it was a good experience. It was interesting, exciting. You would recommend it to someone else. You just did. And a very different sort of learning, mm-hmm. kind of more filing cabinet as to interactive. If you had one bit of advice to give to that professor, you would say, engage me more.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
Have me, give, let me do stuff while I'm there.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Okay, sweet.
Thanks a lot, Timothy.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, another episode of Student Voices, the podcast. Please feel free to leave your comments to Timothy here on this blog post. We had a little cameo appearance by two of my kids there at the end, and you might be able to hear that my youngest just belted me in the chin. Well, anyways, that brings us to the end of Student Voices podcast, where we listen to Student Voices because Student Voices matters, and it might even make us better teachers. I'm going to go to the next one.